On stage at the rally, a huge banner read, "The best pepperoni starts here, don't let it end here." And people carried signs reading, "Tyson choked the life out of chickens, not our families." The 470 workers at the Jefferson plant walked off the job 2 weeks ago after contract talks broke down. Worker Jennifer Lorman says it's getting hard to pay the bills on the $100 a week in strike pay she gets from the union.
They might repossess my car. My car payment's $326 a month. I can't pay that when I only get $100 a week. You know, I got rent and electric. Who knows if that's going to get shut off next month. Like I said, $100 a week is food. It's food for my kids.
The company is demanding a 4-year wage freeze and a 4-fold increase in health insurance premiums. Local businesses are honoring the strike. Grocery stores have pulled Tyson chicken off the shelves, and pizza shops have stopped using the Tyson pepperoni the local plant produces. Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin spoke in support of workers at the rally. She says while the country is focused on the threat of war, the economic threat to workers is being ignored.
People who are losing health insurance, people who are losing jobs because of fundamental unfairness. We've got to turn our attention squarely back to the things that really do threaten American security.
National union leaders have promised to send in semi-trucks of food to feed strikers' families. Tyson is busing in replacement workers from Chicago and Beloit. Strikers say they'll pack a city council meeting tomorrow night to demand the city stop paying police to escort those buses through picket lines at the plant gates. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.